Beyond Recognition by Ridley Pearson. Copyright 1997 by Ridley Pearson and performance copyright 1997 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Beyond Recognition. 1. The fire began at sunset. It filled the house like a hot, putrid breath, alive. It ran like a liquid through the place, stopping at nothing, feeding on everything in its path, irreverent and unforgiving. It raced like a phantom, room to room, eating the drapes, the rugs, the towels, the sheets and linens, the clothes, shoes and blankets in the closets, removing any and all evidence of things human. It invaded the various rooms like an unchecked virus, raiding neighboring cells, contaminating, infecting, consuming. It devoured the wood of the door jambs, swarmed the walls, fed off the paint, and blistered the ceiling. Light bulbs vaporized, sounding like a string of black cat firecrackers. This was no simple fire. It vaporized the small furniture, chairs, tables, dressers, all dissolving in its wake. It refinished and then devoured the desk that she had bought at a weekend flea market, a desk that she had stripped of the ugly green paint and had lovingly resurfaced with a transparent plastic coating guaranteed by the manufacturer to last 30 years, longer than she lasted. For Dorothy Enright, it was more like a camera's flash popping in the dark. It began long before any clothes or rooms were claimed. It began as a strange, growling sound deep within the walls. At first, she imagined an earthquake. This was dispelled by the quick and surprisingly chilling spark on the far side of her eyelids. To her, it began not as heat, but as a flash of...